This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. At the UN Security Council, an attempt to have a resolution passed on Syria has been vetoed by both the Chinese and Russian delegations. Citing an overreaching mandate, China and Russia have used their vetoes in the Security Council to block the motion. The proposal, which was put forward by the Europeans, could have potentially led to sanctions on Syria. China has consistently called for dialogue to end the unrest in Syria, suggesting that outside interference in the country will not be constructive. Moody's has downgraded Italy's government bond rating from AA2 to A2 with a negative outlook. Moody's says the downgrade reflects the weight of growing risks relative to some positive credit data. The upside for Italy includes a lack of significant imbalances in the economy or severe pressure on private financial and non-financial sector balance sheets, as well as the actions undertaken by the Italian government over the summer. Moody's also notes that the uncertain market environment and the risk of further deterioration in investor sentiment could constrain Italy's access to the debt market. European Union finance ministers have now agreed on new rules to better handle derivatives trading. The complicated over-the-counter financial tools have been blamed for being the catalyst of the global financial crisis. If approved by the European Parliament, the new EU rules will require trades in most derivatives that are not done in a regulated exchange to pass through clearinghouses. The new European agreement has been reached amid heightened concern over the plunge of the share prices of French-Belgian bank Dysia. France and Belgium are now fighting to prevent Dysia from going under as investors grow increasingly worried over the bank's ability to survive a renewed credit crunch. Yemen's air force has gone on the offensive in the southern part of the country. The Yemeni air force has launched several strikes on suspected al-Qaeda targets in Abyan, killing at least a dozen suspected militants. The strikes have been taking place in the city of Ja'ar, the second largest city in Abyan, which is currently under al-Qaeda control. At the same time, heavy fighting is also being reported between Yemeni government ground forces and al-Qaeda fighters near Abyan's provincial capital of Zanjibar. Since May, al-Qaeda has been in control of several cities in Abyan, which is just east of the strategic port city of Aden. In another sign of the deteriorating ties between Afghanistan and Pakistan, Afghan President Hamid Karzai has inked a strategic partnership agreement with Pakistan's main rival, India. The new agreement, signed in New Delhi, is designed to not only boost trade and cultural ties between the two countries, but security links as well. Hamid Karzai says that Afghanistan and India share a desire to see a future free of extremism and violence. The two sides have also signed deals to boost cooperation in mining, oil, and gas. A number of Egyptian groups are now planning a new protest on Friday against the ruling military council. The National Coalition for Change and the Youth Revolution Union are among those advocating for a new demonstration trying to press the military to lift the emergency law. They're also demanding amendments to the electoral law and the cancellation of the Shura Council, which is Egypt's upper house of parliament. A nationwide state of emergency remains in effect following the mass storming of the Israeli embassy in Cairo in September, which left a number of people dead. Apple has now unveiled the latest version of the iPhone. The iPhone 4S has around 200 new features and is running Apple's latest mobile operating system, the iOS 5. The iPhone 4S, which goes on sale in the U.S. next Friday, will come in black and white and will cost $199 for a 16-gigabyte version. A 64-gig version is also going to be available for $399. Apple expects to put the iPhone 4S on sale on the international market in December. While hundreds of demonstrators continue to occupy the streets of New York, a small-scale Occupy DC demonstration is now gradually gaining traction in the U.S. Capitol. Dozens of demonstrators have been camping out on the grass near the area where major lobbyists maintain their offices in Washington. They're now planning a mass rally for Thursday. The Occupy rallies have been springing up in large U.S. cities over the past few weeks, with the demonstrators, who are mostly young people, saying that they're frustrated with the state of politics and economics in the U.S. Hundreds of demonstrators were arrested earlier this week in New York after blocking traffic on one of the bridges leading to Manhattan. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.